You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref, you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance DeScott.
Thanks for joining us once again for the Drop Podcast radio show, the podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues. In this episode, we're going to be going over the Blues versus the Minnesota Wild, which was played on October 13th of 2016. Yes, the second game of the season. This was a great game to begin with. Both teams, I think, are going to be decent teams this year. The first period was really fun to watch. Jake Allen made some good saves. I mean, it was just really, really a good game from the start. Minnesota's got some talented players. Of course, the Blues got talent. Dubnyk started in goal for the Wild, and Jake Allen started in goal for the Blues. And Jake Allen would show why the Blues traded Brian Elliott.
He gets in. Tarasenko knocked out of midair by Zucker. He's got great speed. Shorthanded. Zucker. Oh! And a save by Allen. Oh, the shorthanded breakaway.
Jake has looked really, really good in these two games against Chicago and Minnesota. I mean, he's a legitimate number one goalie. We hope to see more of that from him. He made some other great saves in this game. This one, it was perfect. He did not commit until the last minute, and that's the key when you're a goalie, is to not commit until you have to. He committed only when the player made his final move, which, you know, it was a great save. The Blues, as we all know, recently signed Alex Steen to an extension, and they're hoping for more of this from Alex.
Good puck possession here by the Blues. Steen on the half boards.
Need some help.
Get some help from Fabry. In front to Steen, wide open. Jensen, what a shot by Steen, and it's 1-0.
What a shot by Steen. Just a quick flick of the wrist. And that wrist or that little heel and toe saucer passes up under the bar and in. Good support though. Steen was in trouble, but he fights off his check. He gets to the open and a super pass too by Robbie Fabry, who continues his dynamic play. But that is a world-class shot.
Let's get the first goal of the game on a really, really nice shot from Alex Steen. Was in the perfect position and just put the puck over the shoulder of the Wild's goalie. There's not much he could do about that. It was just a great overall shot and a great overall play. The Blues were skating just dynamically in the end at that point. But it's good to see the Blues take this 1-0 lead. As I said, it was Steen's goal, his first of the year. Assist by Fabry, his first assist of the year. And Stasny, 3 assists in 2 games. Nice to see. Very nice to see. And this goal was 10 minutes and 51 seconds into the first period. You know, Minnesota's not going to sit back and let the Blues just jump all over him, and that didn't happen. Veteran got on the board for Minnesota with this goal.
Ryan Suter creates a loose puck. Suter has it on the backhand. Saved by Allen. Rebound. He scores! And Ryan Suter has Minnesota's first goal of the year. We're even in St. Louis.
What an incredible individual effort there by Suter. He picks the pocket of Tarasenko.
Yeah, he definitely picked the pocket of Tarasenko. Tarasenko, I hate to say it, was not really paying too much attention to what he was doing and didn't realize there was that much pressure in the zone and gave the puck up to Suter. And it was an unassisted goal. Just 3 minutes and 3 seconds into the second period, it was Ryan Suter's first goal of the year and Minnesota's first goal of the year. But the Blues would not stand pat. They would get a goal from a new face, and guess who it was? Yes, it was Yakupov. Nice to see this.
It's a late addition to the Swedish team at the World Cup. Long pass to center. Yakupov trying to find some room. He comes in with his good speed and a shot. He scores! Yakupov! First goal of the Blues!
Well, first goal as a member of the St. Louis Blues. Speed to the neutral zone. You can hear the bench to my right yell, go, go! And he took this time and he took the space. And he let this slap shot go, certainly one that Devan Dubnyk has to stop there, right off the inside of his glove.
Panger is right on that one. Dubnyk's got to make that save, but hey, we'll take that goal, won't we? it was still a strong shot from Yakupov, not afraid of taking that slapper from right above the circle there. I mean, a great, great shot, and nice to see that from this kid. He needed something positive to happen quickly with the Blues. You know, I don't care if this kid plays defense. I'm sure he'll get better with Hitchcock and Coach Mike Yao's tutelage, but hey, he's an offensive player. Put him in the right place, the right position, the right time, and I think you're going to get 15 to 20 goals from this kid, and he could surprise you with more. The upside is all positive. You know, there, I don't see a downside, actually. So, you know, we're all happy to have him here. The Blues pull ahead 2-1. Yakupov's first goal as a Blue, first goal of the season, assisted by Colton Parayko and Berglund, both of their first assists of the season. 12 minutes and 36 seconds into the second period, the Blues take a 2-1 lead, and that's the way the second period would end, with back and forth play, some decent chances for both team. The Blues would go into the locker room with that lead, come out in the third period and get a goal pretty quickly from another young player.
In the skates of Petrangelo. Nice job by Berglund. Here come the Blues to center, 3-on-2. Now into Yakupov. He pulls up. Great pass. A shot. They score! Mangus Payari! What a play!
Boy, the boys just love Mangus Payari. He just endears himself to his teammates. And when good things happen on the ice, they get really fired up for him. And a good play by Berglund. Now you've got three boys in blue on the hunt. Nice pass to the backhand of Yakupov, who fires a pass over there to the far side. I mean, he drilled it to Payarvi, who finds the open area underneath the arm.
Oh my, I hope everyone got to see that pass or have seen a highlight of that pass by Yakupov. The key to the play was Yakupov's pass. Great goal by Payarvi, but Yakupov, right on the stick where it had to be, just a little bit farther away from the defensive player's stick to where only Magnus would be able to shoot that and put it in, or it was going to go past him. I mean, this kid's really impressed me, Yakupov that is, and Payarvi looked very good on the goal too. Nice to see Magnus get that goal, but Yakupov's pass was the key. I mean, one of the best passes you're going to see probably all season, and I know it's only game two, but it was just an awesome pass right on the stick. And hey, we're all happy to have Yakupov here. Payarvi gets his first goal of the year. Yakupov his first assist after getting his first goal of the year and his first goal as a Blue in the second period. Berglund gets his second assist of the game and his second of the year. Hey, 4 minutes and 25 seconds into the third period, the Blues lead 3-1. Went back and forth. Allen made some very good saves. Dubnyk made some very good saves. And, you know, hey, Minnesota kept after him and after him and after him. And they would get another goal. And they'd have a say-so in how this game was going to end.
Dolby managed to get the puck to Zucker. Zucker works his way into the St. Louis zone. Around a Yakupov tip. Centers and Coyle scores! Boudreau juggling the lines. He put Coyle and Zucker together on the fourth line. And the result is a goal for Minnesota that pulls them within one.
So Charlie Coyle gets the goal for Minnesota to make it a 3-2 game. Jake Allen played good after that point. Just a really, really solid game for Jake. Kept Minnesota out of the goal after that. And the Blues win this one 3-2 for their second straight win of the season. They're out of their first two games. Hey, we can't complain, can we? I know a lot of people are jumping up and down and saying it's definitely a Stanley Cup year, but let's hold that, folks. I'm excited about the Blues, but let's see what they do after 20 games. You can't judge a team after two games, although most Blues fans are excited, and I'm excited too to see what this team can do. But let's keep those Stanley Cup predictions out of the conversation, at least for a little bit. The Blues take this win, and you know, this goal by Coyle, his first of the year. Zucker got an assist, and Dalpy got an assist, both of their first of the year. It was 12 minutes and 49 seconds into the third period, but hey, what counts is the Blues get the win 3-2, and look forward to having the Rangers in town at Scott Trade on Saturday evening. Hey, I know sometimes tickets at the beginning of the year are hard to get for the Blues, But if you can get a ticket to go see this game Saturday, if the Blues can play like they did in these first two games, I think you're going to see an exciting game. I can't guarantee a win, but I think you'll at least see an exciting game. And, you know, hey, this team right now is playing very, very well together. And let's hope it continues. I mean, that's all we can hope for, is that this team continues to gel and gets better. And, you know, that's a scary thought, that it's possible this team could get better. I guess you could be negative and say they could get worse, which is true too. But, you know, this team could get better. Some of these players haven't played together, as in Yakupov, very much with the rest of the team. So nice to see this 2-0 start. Thanks for listening to the Drop Podcast Radio Show, the podcast dedicated to St. Louis Blues. It's nice to have everybody listen in and download the episode. Have a great day, a great evening. Enjoy your weekend, everyone.
This has been the Drop Podcast. You can email the Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @officialthedrop, or watch our videos on YouTube at tinyurl.com/thedroppodcast. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.